You're listening to Brazen Bookworm's Unrighteous Reading Rebellion, a reform book snob's journey and musings through all things romance. Some language may not be safe for all ears. Frequent use of sarcasm may occur. Welcome back. I am really, really excited to have you guys with me again today. If you're listening to this on Thursday, I am on my way to Louisville for the Knockout Book Bash event, and I am really, really excited. Obviously, I'm recording this in advance, but just know that if you're listening to this on Thursday, chances are I'm either on my way to the airport, in the air somewhere, or on the ground on my way to Louisville for this event. And I'm very excited about it. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. That's today's topic. But I wanted to touch on last week just really quick because of some of the feedback that I got. And again, thank you so much for folks who are sending me feedback, whether it's through the Facebook page in comments or messages on Discord, on Instagram, sending me emails. I really do appreciate the feedback. And I am serious when I say to authors, if you really want to know what your reviews look like, let me know and I will send you screenshots of 5-star reviews. I will absolutely do that. You can ask other authors that I work with that I do that. Sometimes just for the hell of it, I see a really fun 5-star review in one of their books and I'll take a screenshot and I'll message it to them because I understand that desire and that need for validation. It is essential to know that what we're doing well, and to get that feedback that says we're doing great. And the best way to get that is through those reviews, but then you run the risk of seeing the 1-star while you're looking for the 5-star. So I'm more than happy to send you a 5-star review screenshot. Even if it's, you know, not one of mine, I'll send you someone random so that you can see that you do have fans out there and that they love your work. So let me know if you want that and I will send it to you. I promise. So getting back to today's topic. Book events. On my way to Knockout, which is a relatively new event in Louisville, and the last time I was in Louisville, I was in college. Went for a, want to say it was a March Madness basketball game, something like that. I don't even remember. I know it was a basketball game, but I don't remember why we were actually there. But anyway, that's the last time I was in Louisville. That was when I was in college, which was back in 19. And if you didn't catch that, I'm old. I graduated college in 1994, undergrad, and that was actually also the last time I flew on an airplane on my own without someone else traveling with me. And this is important because the flight tomorrow is my first solo flight, meaning I don't have family or friends going with me, since I graduated from college. So it's a little exciting, a little terrifying. And some things I'm stressed about and some things I'm not stressed about, because I will tell you that flying with family sometimes can probably be more stressful than flying solo. But flying solo means, yeah, you're kind of all on your own. But I will get to the airport super early and I will, get through security and I will find a place to chill and probably read. I'm flying Southwest, so I've got my boarding pass all set and I don't have to worry about getting 4 seats together. It's just me. And when I get there, when I get to actually flying into Cincinnati, one of my book besties, one of my very, very dear friends, Julie, is going to be picking me up and we are going to be driving down to Louisville for Knockout. This is actually my second book event since I started reading romance novels. I've been to a lot of events in the past. I've run a lot of events in the past, but this is my second romance event, romance novel event. So, I learned a lot at the first event I went to, and I made some major changes to how I'm approaching this event from the last one. So let me give you a little bit of background on that. Last year, in November, I went to Indies Invade Philly, which if you've ever been, you know, is a really amazing event. The authors that are there, it's just, they're huge authors and they're great authors and they're new authors. It's kind of this, this range of authors from every genre within romance. And, authors that have been published for a short amount of time and authors that have been published for a long amount of time. And I challenged myself to read as many authors as I could. And I found some brand new authors while I was doing all that and prepping for the event. So when I was going to go to Indies Invade Philly, again, brand new event for me, and I don't usually travel well on my own. I'm a little bit of a social introvert, unless I'm really comfortable in the space. And I knew I was going to meet a lot of book people there. So being there wasn't going to be the issue. Getting there was the issue last year. So if any of you read the blog post or know me well, you know that I talked my sister into going with me on the train. And then I talked my kids, my spawns went with me, and my sister's spawn went with, and their foreign student who was with them for the year. So last year, my spawns and I drove up to Lancaster and grabbed my sister and supplemental spawns, got on a train, and we took the train into Philly. And we were there Friday through Sunday. So we went, and I asked her to go with me because not really knowing anybody who was going to be there and not knowing what the event was going to be like, I was a little terrified of being on my own. I am a grown-ass woman, and I love to travel with my family and with friends, but going solo to something that was so brand new was really terrifying. So once I had everything set up and we made the arrangements for her to go with me, started with my prep for the event, and I prepped by reading as many authors as I could because a lot of new authors there. And then I started buying paperbacks, and I wound up with 24 paperbacks in a rolling suitcase in addition to my clothing and everything else I was bringing. My goal was to get them all signed, right? There were maybe two per author. Some authors had one. Some of them I bought because of the narrators that were going to be there. And I was super excited about all this and had all these paperbacks to bring. So we got there, and the hotel was great. No issues. The train was great. No issues. And then the next morning, I go to the event, and I have this rolling suitcase with all these books. And it was kind of chaos. I am not going to lie. I was not prepared for so many things, and I learned so much from this event. So I'm hoping that maybe by talking about this a little bit, if you've never been to an event and an author event, a book signing, and you're curious about what to do, there's lots of do this and do that. This is my experience. And I am changing what I'm doing for Book Bash, for Knockout, based on my experience from Indies last year, because I learned a crap ton of stuff, of do's and don'ts, of what works and what doesn't work. And I'm putting it all into place for this event. So bringing 24 paperbacks in a rolling suitcase to Indies Invade Philly was easy because we were on the train. I am not doing that this year on the plane. It's just not going to happen. And the main reason it's not going to happen is because we all know books are really heavy. And I don't want to bring all those many books on the plane. But even if I weren't, even if this were local, what I found from last time with all the books is that getting through all the books and toting them around, even in a cart in the rolling suitcase, was really difficult. It was a tight space. There were a lot of people walking around. And I spent a lot of time organizing and reorganizing the books in the suitcase so that I could get to the ones that I needed to get to next for the authors that I was going to stand in line for next. And I'm not going to say I'm not happy I did that, because I have these books with these signatures in them, and they are gold to me. Signed books are my treasures. It's somebody who took the time to write this beautiful story that I fell in love with. And then I got a chance to be face to face with them, and they put ink to paper with, I'm so excited, I can't even talk anymore. They put their signature on this book that I love, made it personal, and that means so much to me. So I treasure all of my signed paperbacks. But bringing that many to an event was really, really chaotic for me. So I decided for this one, not only because of the flight and I'm worried about them being damaged or lost, plus the weight and everything else, that there are other things I'd like to get signed that are not books. And there are other ways to get books signed that are not necessarily at an event. And there are authors who I want to get books from who are going to be there with those books. So one of the things I discovered, which I was really new to again at the last event, was these pre-orders. And I know everybody knows what a pre-order is, but what didn't gel in my mind was that I would only have to take the books in one direction. And I could also limit myself based on the space I had going there and coming back. So driving or taking the train, one thing, flying, something totally different. So those pre-orders are great because you can select them in advance and the authors will have them there for you and you can get them signed and bring them home. But I can limit myself and say, I'm going to be on the plane and I don't want to have 24 paperbacks on the plane. So choose the authors I want to get the book signed from and then go ahead and get those signed there and bring them home. And the other thing that has been really wonderful are book plates. And not every author offers book plates where there's specialized book plates for that author. But labels work really, really beautifully. You can get some really nice labels and then have the author sign the label and then put it in the book. I'm not doing that for this event because instead what I'm doing is I'm bringing a tote bag. I have a Brazen Bookworm tote bag that was made by another book friend that I have, Dawn, and she makes these beautiful book bags and swag and stuff. And I have a Brazen, thank you, dog. Shaking in the background is the dog. The pup has just awoken and is making her presence known. Anyway, I have this wonderful bag from Dawn that has Brazen Bookworm on it, and I'm bringing Sharpies, and I am going to ask the authors to sign the bag for a number of reasons. One, I love having a bag with my Brazen Bookworm name on it with these authors' signatures on it because it's a great way to bring all of it together for me. It's a great way to showcase the signatures. It's a great way to have it thematically on there. So I'm really super excited about the bag that I'm bringing. Another thing I've seen people bring is these canvases where you can get authors to sign the canvas. And again, the reason I didn't do that for this one is because above everything else, I am worried about getting stuff home. I'm going to be coming back on the plane. And I am that person who, if something's going to happen, it usually happens to their stuff. So I don't want it happening to my stuff. So I know the bag I can fold down and put it in my backpack, and I can bring it on the plane with me as my carry-on, where something larger like a canvas might be a little unwieldy, and I'm just more comfortable with something that's easily foldable and carry-onable. Is that a word? It is now. Carry-onable. So I have my bag that I'm going to get signed. And what I'm thinking about for the next event I go to is creating labels that have the event name on them. And then not only can I get the author to sign the label, but in the little corner at the bottom of the label, it'll have the event name. So I'll know which event I got the book signed at, because other than the memories I have and the photos, things start to blend in my brain. And figuring out, wait, this was from Indies Invade Philly, and this was from Knockout Book Bash, and then I'm going to Shameless in November, and then back to Indies Invade Philly, and there's all these other places I want to go to. Having that little label will be a great way for me to say, oh, that's what this came from, so I know exactly where I met them. So again, I'm still coming up with ideas for future events, even though I'm getting ready for this one. The other thing I learned from the last one is that you may travel there by yourself, but you're not going to be alone for long. And this really cemented in my mind how amazing the romance book community is. I knew that there were going to be people there that I knew from online that I'd never met in person. And having my sister go with me was awesome because, one, we did make it kind of a girls' weekend. So that was pretty cool. And the kids, the Spawns, all got to see Philly, which they had not been to before. Well, at least my Spawns had not been there before. and one of the supplemental spawns had not been there before. So they got to tool around the town while we were doing our book thing. So that was kind of cool. But I was not alone for very long. And looking back to Indies Invade Philly, one of the things that I will never, ever forget is my sister walked me up to the event. She was not going. I had tickets for both sessions. Because not knowing what to expect, I got tickets for both because I wanted to have downtime and kind of a reconnaissance time. So if I was going to have a freak out moment, I could have it and still have time to meet with the authors that I wanted to see after I got over my little anxiety episode, because I kind of had a feeling something like that would happen. So my sister walked me up to registration, and the first sight I saw, I shit you not, was this very tall dude in a cowboy hat. And it was Joey. And if anybody knows, if y'all are involved in any romance groups, chances are you know Joey from online. He's the book Bubba. He is just this phenomenal guy. And the first thing I saw was his hat. And I thought, I'm okay. Because I had never met him before, but I knew I recognized somebody who I connected with online, who I was pretty confident was not going to look at me and say, who the hell are you? Go away. Leave me alone. And he didn't. So, Joey, if you're listening to this, thank you, man. You have no idea how much your presence at that registration check-in table meant to me, just knowing that there was someone else there. And then I got messages from Julie and Janice and some other people that were meeting there, that they were on their way, and I breathed even a little easier knowing that. But when I got in line, there were people who I'd never met anyone there, ever, in person. But we started to make connections, standing in line for the authors that we loved of, wait a minute, I know who you are. And aren't you so-and-so and you're in so-and-so's group? And the comfort that I felt knowing that was amazing, because I've been to other events where I've stood in line and it's like you're standing in your own little world. Even though you're there surrounded by hundreds of other people, if you don't know anybody, nobody's going to turn around and say, hey, how you doing? Welcome. So glad you're here. It's just not something that typically happens at art events and things, sports events and college events and things of that nature. So it was an unusual thing for me, that instant sense of comfort. So that's another thing I learned, is that this community creates this crazy, incredible bond of kinship and friendship and sisterhood, brotherhood, whatever, that you are instantly part of the group. Even if you've never met anybody in person and you've only read one book, you are instantly part of the group. And even if you've never read anything from that author, if you're standing in their line, you're now part of their crew. And their fans are going to adopt you and assimilate you. And they're kind of like the Borg. resistance is futile. Now that you're in the author's line, you are automatically part of the community. And that sense of being accepted and welcome was so crazy, incredibly amazing. Because, again, when I'm in a comfortable situation, when I'm teaching, when I'm lecturing, public speaking, where I know that exactly what's going to be happening, I'm in a comfort zone. But if you put me into a situation where I have no idea what to expect, because I have never been there, I will anticipate the inevitable anxiety breakdown, meltdown. I will anticipate being shunned and excluded. And I will create that for myself if I am not given the opportunity by someone else to feel like that's not how things work. So now knowing that that's not how things work at these events, and the way that they work is that you're automatically part of the crew the minute you show up, going to Knockout is a very different experience for me in many ways. One, Like I said, flying solo without my family or friends is huge for me. I have not done that since 1994. A lot's happened in that time frame. But even if I were flying there with someone else, going to the event on my own would still feel okay, because I have this anticipation of being able to walk into that room and knowing that there's a comfort level there. Now, I am going with Julie, which is super awesome because we get to hang around and talk to people, and we get to meet new authors and hopefully meet other book folks who were there. So if you're going to Knockout this weekend and you see me, I will have my red Brazen Bookworm bag. It's a tote bag. It says Brazen Bookworm. It's bright red. You can't miss it. I'll have it with me. And if you see me, please, 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 please come up and say hi. Please don't turn around and run away and think that just because we've never met in person that I'm not going to fangirl over the fact that you're there, because I fangirl over fangirls. I will definitely fangirl over the authors, but I also fangirl over other fangirls. So please come and say hi. Please introduce yourself, because I quickly match names with groups, but names with faces from seeing people online, not so much. So, and there's the dog. Okay. Okay. So now that, sorry about that, folks. Now that Her Majesty, Maggie the dog, has informed me that UPS has been here and gone, which coincidentally is funny because the stuff that UPS was just delivering is the last little set of things I was bringing, waiting to come so I could bring it with me to the event, which are some little author gift things. So, and I might just have a little fangirl package, little pack, a little gift. If you come up and say hi and say, hey, am I the first one who listened to the podcast to come and see you here to find you? I might just have something for you. So if you're going to Knockout and you hear this, and you're the first one to come up and say, hey, I listened to your podcast, do you have a little fangirl gift? Then, yeah, I do, if you're the first one. So come find me, because UPS just brought the rest of the stuff. So anyway, getting back to what I was talking about. So going to the event with someone is a really amazing thing for me, going with Julie. And going to the event and fangirling over other fangirls, to me, what that shows me and tells me is that this community, again, so very cool, that the connections that we've made go beyond the, I'm just here to get a signature. And the connections that we've made go beyond the 30 seconds you get in front of an author. Because the other thing that I'm super excited about is being there for multiple days. The event is only on Saturday. I'm going to get there Thursday night, and I'm not actually leaving until Monday. So it's like a really long weekend, which is so cool. But the opportunity to meet up outside of the event with authors and other readers is one of the key components of this event for me. And last time when I went to Indies, a lot of that happened in like the bar in the hotel that everybody was staying in. So those meetups outside of the event became a really important part of the whole event for me, whether it was in the bar or in the lobby of the hotel or in the concourse outside of the meeting room where the event was held. And I suspect that a lot of that's going to happen at this one also. But because my comfort level has changed, that may change as well. I don't know. But one of the things I've noticed is that a lot of authors who go have these little like VIP meetups for some of their readers who are going to the event for a smaller group chance to catch up and to say hi. Because the event, the signing, a lot of walking around, you're in front of them for maybe 30 seconds while they're signing something, people are moving through, you want to get to as many authors as possible. So it doesn't give a lot of chance for communication with the authors. But the little meetups are perfect for that. And another thing that I loved that I discovered from the lobby and bar and the restaurants and the concourse at IIP, Indies Invade Philly, is that, and I knew this before, but I think it kind of hit that authors are readers too. And they're just as excited to see authors that they read and get signatures and sit and talk about the books they love with other readers as the readers are to do all these things. So the meetups give a really great chance for that connection outside of the signing. So I'm going to be there all weekend, and I'm hoping that we're going to get a chance to meet up with other people. And one of the things that I've set up that I'm hoping I can make happen, and hopefully this new microphone that I'm trying out today will work really well, is there is an overlap between the authors that are going to be at Knockout this weekend and some of the authors that are going to be at our Charm City Romanticon next March. There's seven who are going to be there, who are also coming to our Charm City signing in March of 2023. And I've messaged all of them to get a chance to talk to them, because I've never met them, any of them. At least I don't think I've met any of them that are going to be at this event, because I don't think any of the ones from this event were at Indies Invade Philly. And I'll have to check my notes on that, but I might be off on that. But what I love is that it really gives a chance for us to connect face to face and talk a little bit. And one of the things I want to talk to them about is what they love about events, because seeing it from the author side of the table is definitely different than seeing it from the reader side of the table. There's a lot more that goes on behind the scenes for that. So next week's episode, look for some of the little chats that I get to have with some of the authors, whether they're coming to Charm City or not, whether they're at Knockout, and I meet them there. I really love to get those voices. I love to get authors and give them a chance to talk about what they love about something. And getting them to talk about what they love about an author event, I thought would be kind of cool. The other thing that you're going to get a chance to hear is some ramblings that I record from Julie and I, because it's kind of cool going with someone who you're close to, who has the same book and author obsessions that you do. And we'll be talking about our reflections on the event and the venue and getting there and this crazy world that we live in, where everybody is family, whether you've met them or not. It's like a big family reunion. So look for some of that also. And if you have things you want us to ask, send a message or a comment and let me know, hey, I'd love to know this. I cannot guarantee I will ask it. If I do ask it, I cannot guarantee they will answer. But if you don't ask, it's definitely not going to happen. So keep an eye out for that next week. Coming up on that. Also, we'll probably have some lives that we might do. If I remember last time I went to Indies, I forgot to even take pictures. So this time I'll hopefully remember to take pictures of me with the authors and other readers. But doing a live may or may not happen. We'll see. Maybe a live from the bar. Who knows? The other thing that I have some notes here that I want to talk about was event addiction. And I know that sounds really weird, but this is something that I started to notice in myself, that once I went to Indies Invade Philly and I started looking at all of these other events out there, there are so many events that I want to go to. And I have the ticket for Knockout courtesy of Julie. I cannot thank her enough for that, because this is not one that would have really been on my radar if she hadn't said, hey, I'm going. Do you want to go too? And it kind of started this whole snowball of traveling by myself and getting there and how to get there and saving myself time and money actually by flying to Cincinnati versus Louisville is actually saving me quite a bit of cash and time. So that worked out. I would never have thought about that. And I started looking into other events I wanted to go to. And I've already got this year set with Knockout. And then in November, going to Shameless in Orlando. And then 2 weeks after that, going to back to Indies Invade Philly in November, 2 weeks after Shameless, and going to that at this year as a blogger. So very, very different this year, I believe, from last year. But beyond that, I started looking at all of these other events that were out there and trying to figure out how I can make it work to go to every event I wanted to go to. And for me right now, there really isn't a way to do that because I have a job, I work, I have a family, and I have a budget. And right now, my work is not going to cover the full budget for me to be able to fly off to Vegas and Texas and San Diego and all these other places, and definitely not to England, to all these places I want to go to, Australia, that have these amazing book events. But I really love the concept of a book event. And I loved going to Indies, and it really instilled in me this incentive to do more with myself in the book community so that I could go to more of these events. And that's kind of part of where the blog came in and part of where the podcast came in, and the editing all kind of comes together so that it makes it a little bit easier for me to justify financially going to more of these events, because I don't need to justify socially going. I just want to go. I just want to be there. But finding that financial way to justify it makes it a little bit more sensible to go to some of the events. So I'm already looking at events for next year that I want to go to. I have a ticket for Chicago for Wild and Windy. And of course, we have the event that's going to be coming up here in March in Ellicott City, just outside of Baltimore, with Charm City Romanticon. And we have 24 authors, and it's limited to 180 readers. So it's a really small event. And it's panels and a signing and a gala event and all kinds of fun stuff. So that's the other side of that. But it just, again, brought to my mind how much of this is community, and how much of this is the joy of being around other people who have the same joy that you do for books and the authors and the event itself. So if you're going to Knockout, drop me a line and let me know. If you're going to Shameless, drop me a line and let me know. If you're going to Indies Invade Philly, let me know. If you're coming to Charm City next year, let me know. If you're coming and you haven't bought your ticket, buy it soon. If you're going to Wild and Windy, let me know. And let me know what other events you love. Because even if I can't get to that event myself, somebody else, it might be perfect on their radar. It might be driving distance. It might be a place they've always wanted to see. It might be something they've always wanted to do. So share the event love so we can build up and satisfy the event addiction that we're creating within ourselves. Because I know I'm completely addicted to going to these events now because of the sense of community and joy that it brings to me being around all these amazing book people. So that's a lot. I have a lot to say. I will check in again online when I get there. And we'll do some lives. Maybe some recorded stuff, lots of pictures. So go ahead and follow. Make sure that you're following me on all the places. On Facebook, Brazen Bookworms Unrighteous Reading Rebellion. On Instagram and TikTok at Brazen Bookworm. On Discord as Brazen Bookworm. Remember, it's BrazenBookworm. Think of Bookworm as in the Y like weird, WYRD. So Brazen Bookworm. Drop some comments in the podcast on Facebook, on Instagram, on Discord. Send me an email, send me a direct message, whatever works for you. Email is brazenbookworm@gmail.com. And if you're going to the event this weekend, I hope I get a chance to see you there, and I hope we get a chance to meet. And if you're going to another event, I hope we get a chance to meet there. But, that's it. That's all I have for today. And that's a lot. So if you're listening before I get on the plane, wish me luck. Send me good vibes. If you're listening while I'm in the air afterwards, hopefully I'll see you at the event. And if I can't see you at the event, hopefully I will see you online. Thank you again for joining me on this adventure. I cannot wait to connect with you again soon.